Well, my friends, during the Easter season, in our first readings, we read from the Acts of the Apostles, which teaches us about the life of the early church. And we should continue to learn from these first Christians as they, filled with the Holy Spirit, are living the gospel. And we hear, and it's very fitting for us in our community this weekend, we hear that the community of believers was of one mind and heart, that as the church, as the community of believers, we are meant to be one community, and we're meant to have one mind, and we're meant to have one heart. When we pray the creed, we say that we believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. Our church is one church. Now, it happens that in order for means of practicality, that the entire world is divided into dioceses, and every diocese is divided into parishes, and many parishes, have multiple church buildings, but we still are part of one church. It's all the one church of Jesus Christ. We are part of the same one church as the people that go to church this weekend at St. Francis, at Sacred Heart, at Holy Cross, as the people that go to church in Norwich and New York and California, as the people that go to church in Italy, India, in China, all over the world, as the church is growing on the African continent. We are part of that same one church. And so it's always important that we see ourselves as one mind and one heart, as the one mystical body of Christ. And again, even more particularly, no one claimed that any of his possessions was his own, but they held everything in common. No one said, this is mine, that's yours, but rather everything was together. And again, I think just in a very fitting way, with the way that even the use of our churches, and I know some people are very happy to be here at Mass at St. Maurice. Some people are very sad to not be at St. Joseph. Some are mildly inconvenienced by needing to drive across the city from St. Francis to St. Maurice. And some, it could be any number of things. But we should not have that this is my church and that's your church. Rather, it's the church, the one church of Jesus Christ, that we love, that we build up, that we contribute to, but it shouldn't be mine and yours. Rather, the community of believers is one mind and heart, and none of us holds anything that this is my property and that's yours over there and stay off my lawn, right? Like, no. Rather, as believers, this is all of ours, right? This church is all of ours, as are all the other churches in our community, as is every Catholic church in the entire world, right? Anyone here could walk into St. Peter's Basilica in Rome and be like, this is my church, right? This is my church, because I'm part of the one community of believers. Father Gutierrez and the members of the pilgrimage that are leaving tomorrow are going to visit a lot of churches in Portugal and Spain and in France. And in every single one, they could walk into it and say, this is my church, because we are part of the one church of Jesus Christ, holding all things together. The community is united. And we as our community in our new Mass schedule are taking, again, steps to be more united, that we can't just be you go there and I go here and this and that, but rather we, the people, right? We, the community of believers, we are of one mind and heart, and all things that we have, we hold in common. We hold together, and that's across the entire church. And that is possible because what unites us as the people of God is more, it's deeper than any of those other things. What unites us, we're united more in the deeper causes than we are by location, neighborhood, ethnicity, political affiliation, any of those things. We as the church supersede all of that because our primary identity is Christians. We are Christians. If someone asks you to describe yourself, right? Describe yourself to me. Again, many of us may say, I live in New Britain or Bristol or Plainville or Kensington. I'm a Democrat or a Republican. I go to school here or there. I work here or there. How far down the line is I'm a Christian, right? How far down the line is I'm a Catholic? How far down the line of the list of adjectives? That should be first. Describe yourself to me. I'm a believer in Jesus Christ. I'm a Christian. I follow Jesus more than anything else. And the way I follow Jesus, and because I follow Jesus, every other detail about me is shifted so that it's not just I do this or that, but I do it as another Christ. I do it as a Christian. I bring Jesus into every other moment, into my workplace, into my home, into my neighborhood, into my school, into my political rallies, into any of these things. We do it as Christians. First and foremost, we are disciples of Jesus Christ. That is our primary identity. We prayed in that opening prayer of the Mass called the Collect. We prayed, God of everlasting mercy, who in the very recurrence of the Paschal Feast, kindle the faith of the people you have made your own. Increase the grace you bestowed so that all may grasp and rightly understand, so that we may really grasp and rightly understand in what font they have been washed, in the baptismal font, washed in baptism, and set free from all sin and adopted into the life of the Trinity, in what font they have been washed, by whose Spirit they have been reborn. The Holy Spirit, who brings us to life, who lifts us up, and by whose blood they have been redeemed. I have been reborn in the waters of baptism. I have been filled with the Holy Spirit. And I am a sinner who has been redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. That is the most important thing anyone would ever need to know about me. That's it. That's who we are. We are Christians. And what unites us is way deeper than any of those other accidental properties. What unites us is this shared commitment to Jesus Christ. It's our identity. Now, that's not a rejection of those other things, but it's saying that the deeper importance is this reality. And it's rooted primarily in the closeness of love. While we're a good-sized crowd at Mass, and when we come to Mass, we're part of the overall community, we can't just say, I'm a communal Christian, right? I go to church. Like, why are you a Christian? I go to church. Yeah, good. Do it. Go to church, right? That's a good thing. But it's not just that. Our Protestant brothers and sisters get this. Do you, every person individually here, do you have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ? Right? Do you have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ? Our religion is not just, again, being part of a party where you just check the membership, I'm a Catholic, and that's it. Do you have a personal relationship with Jesus? Do you know Jesus personally? Do you love Jesus personally? That's a question for each one of us. Do we have that personal relationship? Look at the closeness that we see in our gospel today, right? The gospel. There's a couple points in there. And I'll tell you, as a New England man, I'm not as comfortable with some of these. Because what do we hear? Jesus appears to the apostles. He showed them his hands and his side. He said, peace be with you. And when he said this, he breathed on them. Now again, post-COVID, like, right, think about that. He breathed on them. How close do you have to be to, like, breathe on someone? Like, that's close. That's closeness. right? For someone who, I don't know, maybe some of you are breathing down someone else's neck where the pews are nice and close together. But like, no, to breathe on someone, it's close. It's very close. That's the peace. That's the relationship Jesus wants with us. He breathed on them. Receive the Holy Spirit. It's the closeness of the relationship. And then it goes a step further because Thomas doesn't believe. And so what does Jesus say when he appears the next time? He says, Thomas, put your finger here, right? In the nail mark. Put your finger in my hand. Like, no, it's okay, Lord. I see it. Put your hand in my side. Social distance. We're okay with that, right? No. Like, it's the closeness. That's how close Jesus wants us to be to him. Put your finger right here. You don't believe that I love you? You don't believe that I died for you? You don't believe that I can take away every single one of your sins? Right here. Put your finger through the hole of the nail mark in my hand that was nailed to the cross out of love for you personally. Right here. Put your finger in there. My side that was pierced with a soldier's lance, out of which flowed, remember from John's gospel, blood and water, signifying the sacraments of baptism and Holy Communion. And in the Divine Mercy image, it's the red and the blue rays that are showing forth. It's like the blood and water flowing from the side of Jesus to remind us this is what God does for us. This is his total mercy, the closeness of his love for us. My friends, this is the relationship that God wants to have with us. This close, intimate relationship. My Lord and my God. Right? That cry of St. Thomas. My Lord and my God. And we could just say that to Jesus 1,000 times a day. My Lord and my God. My Lord and my God. Jesus, so close to be able to breathe on us, who invites us to put our fingers into his hands, our hands into his side. This personal relationship with Jesus Christ. This is our faith. This is our church. This is what we believe. This is what we live. And so we want to be of one mind and one heart around that truth that every single one of us knows in what font we have been washed, the font of baptism, by whose spirit we have been reborn, the Holy Spirit lifting us up, and by whose precious blood we have been redeemed. The blood of our Savior, Jesus Christ.